Welcome back. This is Gary Goldman, Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm the Suites Reporter. Here I am today at Scoopapalooza on Natick Common. And our guest is Michael Carey from Mutual One. Michael, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and what your involvement with Scoopapalooza?
Sure. Well, I work with Mutual One Bank. I've been there for about 3.5 years now. I'm the trainer, more or less, for the retail staff, and I'm also the community liaison. So I get a lot of time out in the community, helping out with different organizations. This is my 4th year doing Scoopapalooza. And every year I've just seen it grow into this crazy thing with thousands of people.
Isn't it a spectacular event? And it's so exciting, the combination of the vendors in combination with the ice cream scooping in combination with the trampolines and the moon bounce and so many fun things happening.
It is. It's a sight to see. And the lines just fly through too.
Yeah. And people love having ice cream all you can eat for like $6. And it's for such a worthwhile cause.
Yeah, definitely.
As you can see, we're outside, so we have all the elements here. We'll be rejoining you very shortly. Okay. So we're back. Anyways, Michael, why don't you tell me about the connection between Mutual One, Spark Kindness, and Scoopapalooza? What exactly is your involvement?
Sure. Well, Mutual One used to be two separate banks. Back in 2012, they merged together. It was Framium Cooperative and Natick Federal. Since then, we've been trying to get out into the Natick community a lot more, help out with all the events, sponsorships where we can. And last year, I had met Sunny Stitch with Spark Kindness. They had requested a grant, and our charitable foundation approved it for them. And since then, we've had a nice little relationship grow, and we've got to participate in a lot of these events.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of things do you do besides Scoopapalooza as Mutual One?
Well, we're involved in the Friends of the Fourth Committee, so we have a few spots in the parade, part of the Natick Voice, and we do a lot of events with the Framingham community as well.
Mm-hmm. And so you said that it's grown considerably. So like the first year that you were part of Scoopapalooza, what was it kind of like that first year when you became involved? And how has it like evolved from year one to year four?
Well, it was still a pretty big hit. I mean, free ice cream's tough to turn down.
You got it.
Yeah, but the sheer amount of people that have been here year in year just grows.
Do you see a lot of the same faces?
I do. I definitely do.
And do you see people like eating like a lot of stuff? Are you like totally blown away with what people can consume as far as ice cream?
I've seen stacks of 10 or 12 cups that people carry around.
Incredible. Just yeah. Incredible. So what about you personally? What kind of satisfaction do you get from doing an event like this?
Well, the free ice cream is nice. but just getting out in the community, seeing all the happy faces, and helping out a great event.
And what do you hope to do in the future? What kinds of things do you envision in the future, not only personally as far as giving back, but also as part of Mutual One? What do you envision?
Well, as far as Mutual One goes, we're definitely trying to get out into the community more, make our name known. The name doesn't really suggest it, but we only do have 3 branches in Framingham and Natick, so we are a very small community bank. So that's what we like to give back to the community.
Mm-hmm. And you brought along a whole host of staff, so what kinds of things are you going to be doing in your particular booth that you have today?
We are giving out little waffle cone-shaped ice cream cups. We had about 1,000 last year and got rid of them all, so we've upped the number to 1,300 this year.
Wow, so that's a wonderful contribution. So not only are you financially helping out, but you're also giving away a nifty little prize that people who come to Scoopapalooza are going to get, so they'll certainly remember Mutual One and on all the kinds of things that you're doing.
Oh, absolutely.
We spoke earlier about Spark Kindness, and what Spark Kindness stands for is it's an acronym, and it stands for Successful, Positive, Authentic, and Resilient Kids. Have you personally been able to see the effect of your contribution, and how have you been involved on a more personal kind of level to see that this is working in the high school and other places to prevent anti-bullying and other things?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've only recently joined as the Mutual One's community liaison, so I haven't seen a whole lot of impact in the community, but it's always really nice to see these kinds of programs mm-hmm. taking effect, and I think it does help. It absolutely does.
Yeah. Now, how did you originally get involved? Did they just like come to you and say, Michael, we think you'd be the perfect candidate? Or did you step forward and said, I love doing this stuff. Is there something else that I can become involved with?
Well, working in the banking world, you know, the suit and tie thing gets a little old sometimes. And getting out here in shorts and a t-shirt really mixes it up.
Yeah. You gotta definitely love it as far as that's concerned.
Oh, yeah. And get to spend the day outside with great people. Couldn't ask for more.
Yeah. Exactly. So you said that you're going to be giving away waffle cups or whatever the case may be. Now, do they come in like different colors or designs, or what exactly are they going to be getting?
We have two colors, blue and green, which are the Mutual and Bank colors.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they're all free. We have plenty to give away.
Yeah, right. Well, they said last year that there were going to be like 2,000 people that attended, and I think they're expecting even more this year because we obviously have a gorgeous day here. So perhaps there'll be 2,500 or 3,000 people. Now, what would you do if you ran out of them? Would you give like money from a bank account or something like that? How would you handle that situation?
Unfortunately, we can't do that. We'd probably just pack up and take off. We might enjoy the free ice cream.
Yeah, of course you're going to enjoy the free ice cream. Now, this event lasts from about, say, 12:30-ish till like 3 o'clock. Do you see oftentimes like huge throngs of people that attend your booth? Or how?
It's pretty consistent. As with all the ice cream booths, we usually have a line backed up. Free stuff.
So and it must make you feel good because there's young children and families that come here. So you know that giving back is really helping those young families. Does that really like hit home with you when you see that you can see a direct correlation between what you're doing today and the program, this Spark Kindness program?
Yeah, I definitely do see it. I grew up in Framingham, so I know of the Framingham-Natick feud that's been happening for a while. But to get into a community like Natick and see just families coming together and helping out, it's an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. So we spoke a little bit about Mutual One. Do you like envision or are they envisioning like some type of growth in the future? Are they going to be expanding? What is the future of the bank as far as you know?
From what I know, we are currently renovating our branches, kind of bringing it up to a more modern style of banking. But we do want to grow, but we don't want to lose that community aspect that we hold dear.
Mm-hmm. The connection between the community and the bank seems to be an essential part of Mutual One, and what you're doing today is just like wonderful. So perhaps it would be a slow growth pattern, but with the same formula that's been successful for you today?
That's the plan, yeah.
Okay, so that's great. Before we close out, is there some words of wisdom that you'd like to share with our audience today?
Words of wisdom. Come on down and get some free ice cream.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Thank you very much for sharing the time.
Yeah,
that was
thanks for having
Michael
me.
Carey from Mutual One Bank talking about Scoopapalooza. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the Sweets reporter on Radio Web Entrepreneurs. Thank you very much.